Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight should be a pretty short shiur because we're only doing one si'if in Shulchan Aruch tonight, si'if Dalet, Reish Ayin Gimel. Si'if Dalet is page 104 in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yachol Adam L'Kadesh L'Acher Ma'af B'Sheino Ochli Ma'hem. Person could say Kiddush for other people even though he's not eating with them. Meaning for them it's Kiddush Makom Suda because they're going to have their Suda there. But for the guy saying Kiddush, he's not going to have his Suda there at all. And nevertheless, he's able to say Kiddush for them. Dilditu Avi Makom Suda. Because for them, it's considered makom su'uda. If you take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat and Tazayin, the Kaddish la'achirim, v'u'ad din to the Ketanim mutar the Kaddish, afal pi she'eino ochel imahim. And the same is true to make Kiddush for Ketanim, even though you're not eating with them, k'day l'chanachem b'mitzvahs, because you want to be mechanich them in the mitzvah of Kiddush, that they have to know that they have to hear Kiddush. V'hu she'eino miyodim l'kaddish ba'atzmam, k'day l'chanachem gadol. But all of this is only if the person who's actually eating there doesn't know how to say Kiddush. So if I'm saying Kiddush for somebody because they don't know how to say Kiddush, I don't need to eat there as long as they're eating there. Sivkat Yudzayin imahem. So we said, even though you're not eating with them, and not only that, you've already been yotzei the mitzvah yourself, you could still say Kiddush for them. And the same is true in the Dirshu, he points out that we had in Reish Ayin Aleph Sivkat Hey that a woman could be motzi other people even though she's already been yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, because a woman is also included in Arvus, in Yotze Motzi, that someone who's already been yotzei the mitzvah can still be motzi other people the mitzvah is in the mitzvah. Now, if you're not yet chayiv in Kiddush, let's say someone made an early Shabbos, right? So they don't know how to say Kiddush. You're making a late Shabbos. It's not even Shabbos for you yet, so you're not even chayiv in Kiddush yet. Can you say a Kiddush for someone who is chayiv in Kiddush? So Rabbi Kiveger leaves this as a tzarich iyun. Rav Shlomo Zalman in Tshuvas Milcha Shlomo writes that b'shas adchak we could be makel in this kind of case. Sometimes you'll have a case of an almana or something, or let's say an older person who's in a nursing home or some sort of facility. So the children come to visit right before Shabbos. So she's already making an early Shabbos. Of course, she's going to be asleep by the time it's late Shabbos, right? So she's making an early Shabbos, but you want to say Kiddush for her. So can the son say Kiddush for her and then drive home and go? So that's Rabbi Kiveger's suffix. It's not even Shabbos for the son yet, but it is Shabbos for the mom. So maybe he can say Kiddush for her, and it's going to be her makom suda. And then even though it's not even Shabbos for him yet. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'yafalgav de birkas hayayin enu yachlotzi acher mimenu nene imahem kivin de haybar priyagafen who chovel the Kiddush ki Kiddush hayom dami v'yachlotzi mafal b'she'enu nene. That even though generally speaking, when it comes to birkas hanenin, if you're eating an apple, I cannot say a bar priya eitz. That's going to be motzi you in your eating of the apple if I'm not also eating an apple. If we're both eating apples, I could say a bar priya eitz, you could answer a main, it could work. But if you're eating an apple, I'm not, it doesn't work, right? So nevertheless, the bar priya gafen of Kiddush, we allow it to happen because the bar priya gafen of Kiddush is not considered a pure birchsanenin. It takes on the status of a of the Kiddush itself. And the Rama adds va'afilu b'kiddush shel yom b'shachris b'shabbos mutar la'asos kein. And even when it's the entirety of the kiddush, all it is a baruch piyagafen, like Shabbos day where there's nothing else to the kiddush. It's only baruch piyagafen. So all I'm saying is baruch piyagafen. Still, I can say it for you, even though I don't need the kiddush and I'm not being yotzei with this kiddush. Back in the Mishnah Berurah now, sivkatan yudches imahem. All birchas hanenin, you cannot be motzi someone else. Im hu atzmo enu nene az, if you yourself aren't also partaking of that hana. Rak b'davar shu chov. It's only when there's a chiyuv kigon kiddush chayotzei bo adam motzi chaveru k'mor lakol b'simun kov samuk zayin sivyotes v'chaf. It's only when there's a chiyuv like by kiddush something or something like that, and he refers you to simun kov samuk zayin. Over there, he explains that the mitzvahs are a chov on a person and call Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh. So when the other guy wasn't yotzei his mitzvah, it's considered that something's missing from you because you have a sense of arvus and therefore you could be motzi him. But in birchas hanenin, even if you even though if you want to be nene, you're chayiv to say a bracha, but you have no chiyuv to want to be nene. So therefore you don't have that same sense of arvus because there's no obligation to eat an apple. So I can't be motzi you in the bracha of eating an apple, but you do have a chiyuv to say kiddush, and therefore Arvus kicks in. That's how he explains in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin. Now, Sivkat Yotes in the Mishnah Berurah, Vafilu, the Rama said that even for Shabbos Day Kiddush, Rotzalomar, after Sham Kala Kiddush, who rak Baruch Pri Hagafen, even though Shabbos Day Kiddush consists entirely of Baruch Pri Hagafen Levad, Mikal Makom Kiven Di Mitzvah, but nevertheless, since it is a Mitzvah, the Karan Nitkan Shelo B'Shvil Hana'a Ela Mitzvah of Kshar Mitzvos, and it was Nitkan not for the Hana'a, but as a Mitzvah, Mishamachim Motzi Achim Rav Pishenu Nena. That's why you could be Motzi other people in Shabbos Day Kiddush, even if you are not Nena, you're not going to drink any of it. Kiddush Alayla. The same way you can for nighttime kiddush. V'lo dami libirchsa motzi shel Shabbos shel kol shalosh sudos de'inu motzi yumeinu ochilim ayim. And this is not like hamotzi. Hamotzi you're not allowed to say for people at any of the three Shabbos meals if you're not going to be eating challah. You can only say it if you're going to be eating, you're going to be partaking. Aye, but isn't hamotzi also a chiyuv? Shouldn't you be able to do it just like kiddush? Da'af sheim chov eina chov alav mishum mitzvah el k'dei she'yehanim esudah Shabbos. That because even though hamotzi is a chov, it's not a chov because of a mitzvah. It's a chov of getting hana'a from Suda Shabbos. So it's somewhere in between. An apple is just stam hana'a, right? So that for sure I cannot be motzi someone else in. Kiddush is a mitzvah. So that I for sure can be motzi someone else in. So hamotzi is somewhere in between. It's a chov to get this hana'a, right, of enjoying a su'uda. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, the Kiddush, that's in the category of the apple. That's not in the category of Kiddush. Ve'in la mitzvah atzma chov. The mitzvah itself is not a chov. Because if a person were to get more hana'a from not eating, then the halacha is he would not be obligated to eat. We'll get there. We'll discuss that, right? What if a person is doing intermittent fasting and drives him nuts to have to eat? It ruins everything, when he has to eat. Or a person really doesn't like challah. He really doesn't like bread at all. He doesn't like having any grains or whatever. So do you have any chiyuvim in this regard? So you can't be motzi someone in the hamotzi if you're not eating with them. Vim kiddush al hapas. If a person said kiddush on bread, oz motzi gam birchsa motzi. Then he's motzi also in the bracha of hamotzi. Dai birchsa motzi ki birchsa parpriyag of the kiddush yayin daniel. Because then it becomes kiddush. And if it's kiddush, you could be motzi someone even if you're not eating. What about when it comes to karpas? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach points out, when it comes to eating karpas, what's the purpose of karpas? So the kids will ask, what's going on, right? And yet, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Taf Pei Dalet, Sifkat and Dalet, in Hilchos Pesach, you could be motzi other people in the rechiv of karpas, in the bracha and karpas. Oh, what do you mean? Shouldn't that be at least like the hamotzi? That yes, it's a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah just to get the hana'a, so it should be just like the hamotzi. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and Shmir Shabbos Kilchus explains that karpas is really primarily for the mitzvah, it's not for the hana'a, because there is no hana'a. You really enjoy eating that little piece of parsley? No, it's not really for that hana'a. The whole point, it's a mitzvah, Kadesh Yishalat Tinokos, but it's not for the sense of hana'a. But by pas, the ikur chiyuv is just to get hana'a from the achila, and that's what makes pas different. Now back in the Mechaber, v'hu she'enam yodim. All of this about saying kiddush for someone else when you're not partaking of any su'uda in that context is only okay when the other person doesn't know how to say kiddush. V'madayin lo kiddush la'atzmo yizar shalo yitam imayim shasal yitamat she'en kaddush mokam su'udaso. Not only that, if you didn't say your own kiddush for your own self yet, then you should be careful not to eat or drink anything when you're saying kiddush for these other people, because if this isn't your kiddush, then you're not allowed to eat. It's before kiddush, so you're not allowed to eat. Let's see. Sifkat and Chaf says the Mishmur v'usheinam yodim. But this is only if they don't know. Deim yodim lekadosh ba'atzmam. If they know to say kiddush on their own, einu yachalotziyim bekiddush shalom. Einu yotzei az ba'atzmo ba'kiddush. You can't be motzi them with your kiddush if you're not being yotzei. Because if they let them say it themselves, v'aprichadosh b'sim tafkuf pehecholik. Prichadosh disagrees. Usfirle b'kol gavni yachalotziyim. Prichadosh says, what difference does it make how educated they are? If the halacha is that you're allowed to say kiddush for somebody else, even when you're not being yotzei kiddush, who cares what they know or don't know? I should be allowed to do it. So two opinions so far, right? The Mechaber says that if they know how to say kiddush, you cannot be motzi them if you're not fulfilling the mitzvah yourself. Prichadosh says, of course you can. And then a middle opinion. Sefer Arzus Achayim Simen Ches, that's the Malbim, Masik Gamkein de Medina Yochel Ahotzi B'chol Gavni. He says the halacha, you can be motzi. But really it's better if the person knows how to say kiddush for themselves. If the other option is to have someone who's not actually being yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush right now, better for someone who actually is being yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush to say kiddush for themselves. Better, but not absolutely required. So that's like a middle ground opinion. V'isha almana she'ena yoda'as ba'atzma eich lekadesh. Happens all the time. You have an almana either doesn't know how to say kiddush or is just deeply, deeply uncomfortable saying kiddush. That happens more frequently nowadays than doesn't know how. Used to be that doesn't know how because women didn't have an education. Now most women are educated, Baruch Hashem, but very often a woman's married 50 years and her husband always said kiddush for every single Shabbos, and now her husband's no longer here. It's very, very emotionally difficult for her to say kiddush. Lo tuchal likanes bebayis acher l'shma kiddush. She can't go to some other house, hear kiddush, and then walk home and eat at home, because that's not kiddush makom suuda. Kibushay no sa'ed sham klal, she's not eating there. Ella yikanes acher lebeisa the kaddish lefaneha umahani za afshuenu yotzei atabak kiddush. Let the guy who's saying kiddush go to her house, say kiddush for her. He's not going to be eating there. Doesn't matter. He doesn't have to be yotzei kiddush. She has to be yotzei kiddush. So as long as she's eating there, it's fine. When he gets home, he'll say kiddush. If I'm not mistaken, I think they say that Rabbi Kelmer, Zichron Levracha, used to make the rounds every Friday night. He'd go around to all the almanas and say kiddush in all their homes. He would get home like 3 hours after davening ended on Friday night. But he went to all the almanas to say kiddush with them, relying on this. He didn't need to be yotzei the kiddush. He was saying the kiddush with them. They would drink, and that's it. And they would eat their sudas there. And then he would have his meal later on. So to summarize what we learned tonight, so we said that even though you can't be motzi someone in a birch sananin unless you're also going to get hana'a, you can say kiddush for others even though you're not going to be eating there. And this is even true on Shabbos day when the entire kiddush is just a birch sananin. Second, we said you cannot be motzi others in hamotzi unless you're going to eat with them. And third is you can say kiddush for an almana who doesn't know how to say kiddush herself, even if you're not eating there. If the person knows how to say kiddush, Shulchan Aruch, then we have three opinions. Shulchan Aruch says you cannot be motzi them if you're not being yotzi yourself. Pri Chadash says that you can be motzi them, and the Aretz HaChaim says better not to, but you can. But yeah, but it does work. La halacha, it does work. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Reish Ayin Gimel, Seifim, Hey, and Vav. Have a good evening, everyone.